What up? Welcome back to another edition of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne, my brother Brad. What are we talking about today, man?
Man, we're going to talk about community, but we're also going to talk about purpose, motive, and intent. So I got a good one here with a comeback story. When everything seems to be going against you, remember that an airplane takes off against the wind, not with it.
Ooh, I like that, brother. Let's get into it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat your man for life, baby.
What it look like, what it be like, what it do. Back here for another episode of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne, and we have a special guest. We're going to jump into it, but we also are live currently on Facebook and on YouTube, man. So shout out to the live folks. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you tag somebody. Let them know that you're watching and listening to your favorite podcast, the Bad Podcast. So Brad, man, who we got with us today, brother?
So we got a friend of mine, Lacey, and Lacey is one of our sponsors for my hometown 5K and workout. And her name is Lacey, and I want you to take a second, Lacey, and introduce yourself. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and why you're here.
Sure. So I've been with E2M since back during COVID, November 2020. Tons of life changes, and a couple of friends of mine were seeing some pretty awesome life stuff happen with E2M. And I was like, I have not much to do during this time. And I dove in head first. And I had recently went through a divorce and was on my own with my three kids. And it was exactly what my life needed at that time. I've definitely fallen off at certain times throughout my time with E2M, but it's been life-changing for me. It's now just a part of my life, and actually so many friends of mine. And when I saw that we were going to be in Lakewood for a run, and my company is local and we're a small, not small, but big company, I was like, what a perfect opportunity for us to work together and just promote some really awesome stuff and to support some local high schools. And here we are.
Well, one of the things that you said there, I always like to take what you say and then I'll apply it to the fitness journey. One of the things that you said was your friends, right? You have a lot of friends. That's your insulation, the community, right?
Yeah.
And you know, that's one of the biggest components that E2M has that separates from so many other fitness companies, nutrition companies, gyms, you know, so on and so forth. Let's talk about your friends, right? So if you have a group of friends and they are just, you know, they're against the grain. They push back with everything that you say. Hey, I'm going for a run. Why? Hey, I'm going to do this. Why? I'm going to eat that. Why? All right. What kind of role do your friends play in your journey with this comeback story? We're all about the comeback story today.
Yeah. Huge. What's really crazy is that I feel like E2M has exploded all over, especially in this area. I would say the bulk of my friends are actually in E2M. Whether or not they're currently active is a different story. I mean, life ebbs and flows. But it is really awesome that, like, over the last couple of years, as more and more people, as I'm sharing as friend, I have a good friend, Nicole, who's super active in the group and is incredible. And she shares about it as well. And the longer we do this, the more people jump on. And it's now just become this thing that every once in a while, somebody will, I share about it in my stories a lot on social media. And every once in a while, somebody will send a message and ask what it's about. But I think what people most connect with is when you're seeing your friends see success with something, and you know that they're real people that are seeing real results, and you see them out and about and you're like, wow, they really look good. That it's easy to see that there's, you know, really no BS, that this is legit. And I think it's easy to buy into something like that when you see people you trust having such big success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Real and raw, right? I mean, you see it firsthand with your friends. And like you were saying, like, you're out and about and you see so-and-so and you're like, whoa, like, boom, you know, the wheels start turning. What are you doing? How did you do this? So on and so forth. I just ran into a friend recently and she did the, I'm not even going to name it, but she's doing a weight loss pill. we'll just say that, you know, but she lost a bunch of weight. Okay. And if you can take something like that, if you can cut a corner or cheat the system and lose weight, that's good. All right. But you know, when you talk about longevity, I want you to think about something, and this is for the listeners, not necessarily you, but I want you to think about something. At some point in your life, you're going to have to make a pivot and teach yourself how to eat and teach yourself how to move your body. And that's what E2M is. And that's what Eager to Run is. So let's talk about that. And again, this is all about your journey and your comeback story. So you came in 2020, all right. Mm-hmm. Did you have a fitness background at all?
Yeah, I was a big jock in high school. I was a really big jock in high school. That was, I don't know how I would have got through high school without sports, but what happened after that was, I was married and had kids right out of high school, and 12 years go by and you realize you haven't really done much. And, I was at the point where, I had kind of dipped my toes back in the water, but not, I really hadn't thrown myself all the way back in. And, I got a Peloton and I tried my first ride on it and I died. I was embarrassed. I was dead, and it was only a warm up ride. So I had the background and I knew what I was capable of. And for so much of my life, it was kind of a part of my identity that I was a very athletic person. And I missed it, right? You have kids, life gets busy. You kind of lose yourself in that. And I was kind of at that point.
Yeah. And the thing is like when you have kids, it is easy to lose sight of what the, you know, what is important, because your kids are important, right? Dwayne has kids. I have kids. You have kids. We all can relate in that sense. And it's extremely important, but it's also extremely important to lead through action and, you know, lead a positive life and show your kids this is normal. You know, I remember growing up and like my mom, man, shout out to my mom. She'd be always working out. And I that was a normal piece of living for me. Like, hey, we're going down to the fire hall. We're going to lift the weights and go for a run. Like that was normal. And the more times that you do that, you're showing your kids, hey, this is a part of life. It's very important, right? It gives you some sort of value. And you keep on saying, dive in head first. I love hearing dive in head first, because too many people, what they do is they like to dip their toe in the water. All right. Mm-hmm. Make sure that they kind of like it before they dive in. And most times if they dip their toe in the water, they're not going to dive in, because the water's not to the temperature that they want to see or want to feel. Right. That's fitness, especially if you've been out of the game, right? If you've been out of the game and you dive in and you do that 5-minute warm up ride on the Pelly Boy. Whoo. Oh, wow. Wow. I have been gone for a minute. But that's dipping the toe in the water, but you dove in head first. You didn't think. You just, man, Tom Cruise and Top Gun, don't think, just do, right? Don't think, just do. So, and that's what you're doing now is you're doing and you're leading through action. And I'd love to see it.
Thank you. I had to come to peace with the all or something, because my kids are very active and there's a lot of days that I am struggling to find a window. And it was not pretty at the beginning. And sometimes it still isn't. Like last night, it wasn't, but I was able to find like a 23-minute window where I was able to fast forward and get a circuit done. And I used to not be okay with that. I was like, I'm either doing all of it or I'm going to do nothing of it. And then I would find myself missing 4 days in a row or something. And then I felt terrible as a failure, because I knew I was capable of doing something. And I think that's a big part of it, is you just have to be okay with sometimes not giving 100% and just giving something. And that really was a life shift for me. And my kids are helpful. I have a 6-year-old and she really doesn't remember life without mom active, whereas my other two kids do. And it's crazy the difference between her and my other two kids, with even she'll set my weights up and she'll work out with me much quicker than my other two older ones will do those things, because she's never seen mom in any other eyes other than somebody that is active, which I think is great. And for the other two, it's a different lesson that you can start from nothing, because they didn't know me back in the day when I was in my glory years as a jock.
I love that. So, you know, the all or something was pivotal for me as well, because that actually was the kind of person I was. Like I was 100 miles an hour or zero. Like it was no in between. So I can definitely relate to that when it comes to just, you know, fitness journey and the same thing in general. You know, I think we've just been trained by society, like if you can't be the 100% best and you shouldn't do it at all. That's not the case. You know, modifications get you results. You know, if you can, if you can't do a whole circuit, if you take a walk, you know, if you can't get all the meals in, get one meal in, and it's just a different mindset. And that's the one thing that I love about the program and you seeing it firsthand, like, especially with a busy mom. And I also wanted to go back because I remember we did a video with Chef Jenny and she talked about, you know, how moms naturally want to sacrifice everything for the kids, like even their health. And I'm sure that's something you went through, you know, during that time was like, I'm gonna die on this hill for these kids. I don't care. Like, I can be a slob just as long as my kids are living. And it's a mental thing for mothers because they want their kids to be healthy. They want the kids to have everything they need. And they're so willing to neglect themselves. My wife went through this exact same thing. Like, I remember before we found E2M, like that whole mindset of, like, you know, I was trying to go to the gym. She's like, I don't care about the gym as long as these girls are fed and, you know, all of that. So big kudos to you, man, because that's the theme of this episode is to come back and not giving up, not quitting, and diving head first. But I want to change gears, man, because you know, we're here. You know, we're here for a reason. And you mentioned the company. For those that don't know, because you know, this is our chance to kind of put a little spotlight on it. Talk about Slick Text, which I use pretty often for E2M, and your role there. Let's get into that a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. So Slick Text is a text message marketing platform, which basically in layman's terms means is we allow you to connect with your audience in whatever capacity through text message. I think it's no secret that email has kind of, it used to be the go-to and it has become much more obsolete. And when you send a text message, people see that within a few seconds. And Slick Text was founded right here. Our founder, Matt, is a hometown boy in Lakewood. And I am the customer support manager here at Slick Text. And so basically what that means is I oversee, we have a team of specialists there that help kind of in the world of customer service, but on a little bit of a higher level, because what they do is they help you get the best usage of the service, and they're there for the long term. So they're amazing people. They make you feel human. We remember names and things like that. You know, being awesome on the support end of things is something that's really important to our business. And we just allow you to connect with your people. So I'll give you some examples. We have schools that send out, you know, closing messages for winter things and stuff like that. Restaurants, bars, hair salons, anything like that. You might get texts when it's, you know, specials on Wednesday with a certain dinner or something like that, or even special discount offers for stores. Maybe you left something in your cart and, you know, you want to throw a 20% off coupon, anything like that. We allow you a really awesome expert platform to be able to connect with your customers. And one of the things that I love most about Slick Text is we're a really small company, but that doesn't mean we're small on the other end of things. It's a really phenomenal platform, and it's a great group of people that care a lot about what we're doing and a lot about the business, because it's kind of still a tech startup in the world of companies. It's pretty young, and everybody uses texting. So I am constantly, everywhere I go now, I see opportunities for people to be able to use our platform to connect with their people in whatever capacity, you know, that they are connecting with a certain audience.
I love that. So, you know, I'm hopping in on this, Brad. one of my favorite, I guess you could say, personalities is Gary Vee. And about 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, he talked about the transition that your company is doing about going to text message for content creators, for everybody, not just, you know, big businesses or schools, and talked about being able to control your community, because, you know, if you're a content creator, you know, social media, you're subject to Facebook, you know, you're subject for sure to Twitter, you're subject to, you know, Instagram, whatever the platform that your audience is. But when you have access to company like Slick Text that can communicate directly to your audience, you can give them the exclusive and all of that. So I know you mentioned, you know, kind of a more bigger brand, but do you guys work with maybe smaller entities like content creators and things like that?
Yeah. We actually, We have several larger content creators that work with Slick Text, and even smaller ones. I, for a while, was doing something small. And it doesn't matter how big the group is you're trying to connect with, whether it's 5 people or whether it's 50,000. We work with a lot of small names, a lot of big names. It really doesn't matter. And the cool thing is that we have the ability to customize our packages and to whatever it is that you need. So it can be something big, it can be something small, but we'll meet you where you're at so that we're doing exactly what you need. We also have the ability to automate a lot of stuff, which is cool because we're all busy and nobody has time to spend several hours a day to do stuff like that, to connect with our people. And we make it really easy to kind of front load things and set up stuff in advance so you don't have to worry about it. You can just hit a button and the messages will go. But yeah, you don't have to be big. Actually, the majority of our customers, especially at the beginning, were smaller people.
Love it. Love it. All right, Brad, you can get back into the motivational stuff. That'll take care of business. Nah, man.
I love it. You know, it's really neat to have this conversation and get you on here as a guest because I know through the grapevine who Matt is, the founder of the company. I actually taught one of his younger brothers many, many, many moons ago.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And, you know, just to see, you know, where Slick Text was and to see where it is today, it's just really neat. And, you know, this is a fitness podcast, right? This is a growth podcast, you know, and all those things, motivation. And, you know, when it comes to Slick Text and then when it comes to fitness and when it comes to this meetup that we're having in a week and a half in Lakewood, let's go, man. I'm excited already. But, you know, you're going to see a ton of people, you know, and you're talking about small businesses, big businesses. You're talking about all these influencers, small and big. You're going to see people from all walks of life come together as one. You're going to see all people from all fitness levels come together as one. You're going to see all people from different demographics and different ethnicities and different beliefs. And none of that matters, right? None of that matters when you're doing something for the grander purpose of life. And it's just kind of neat to hear you talk about Slick Text and, you know, where it was and, you know, you're tying in and helping all these people out because that's what E2M is. E2M is that network. Slick Text is that network tying people in together. Yeah. And you guys, and you're going to see it. Have you been to a meetup before, Lacey?
I actually haven't. The last one that was local, I was sick or my kids were, so I haven't. I am going to fangirl right out. I am not going to lie. I am so excited.
I'm going to fanboy.
I'm so pumped.
Yeah. And like I said, it's hard to describe the energy that's created at these things. And I always tell everybody, if you have fallen off the wagon, if you've fallen off the tracks, somehow, some way, get yourself to a meetup, get yourself to a 5K because you will be rejuvenated like right now. And I'm telling you, the energy that's created at these meetups, it will take you the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, because you feel so much life within you. And, you know, you get to talk to the people that you see on social media all day. So I'm really excited about that. And hey, so you got a small team. Is the squad going to be present?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I don't know. Most everybody is going to be there. And I think the majority of us are actually, our kids are coming with us as well. We're all super psyched about it. And again, all walks of life, as far as where we're all at physically, some of us are doing things all the time and some of us are just getting started and some of us are doing nothing. But even for us on that side, it's a team bonding thing for us to be able to do it together. So we will absolutely be there and we're all pumped. I'm super psyched.
Yeah. No, we're excited. And like I said, I will fanboy it up, man. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Slick Text crew. Yeah. Y'all definitely, we'll definitely be excited to have you guys there. So, Brad, man, anything, before I start this transition up here? All right. Good deal. So, Lacey right here, before we get into the transition period, for those that don't, you know, let them know how to find out about Slick Text, where to get information, and then any words of encouragement. Somebody that, because you know, you were inspired by somebody, you could inspire somebody else. Any words of encouragement you have for a current member or anybody that's passing by, can you do those two things, and then I'll get into my part.
For sure, yeah. As far as encouragement goes, I would just say, I think for me, most being a single mom with 3 kids completely on my own, the biggest obstacle for me was, where am I going to have time? And ultimately, one day I just got sick of not feeling my best and decided that at some point my kids are all going to be gone. And like, what is left for me? And I just decided to one day start, and it wasn't perfect. And I still some days have to figure things out. But it has truly, even people in my life, I actually talked to my dad earlier because I was nervous about coming on here. And he said, he made mention that it's changed me. It's allowed me to have my confidence back, which is something that I didn't even realize I had lost. And I'm happier all the way around. I feel better all the way around because of this group, because of the habits that I have, because of the community that's here and the friends that I've made within this group. And I would just say, quit waiting, because there's never going to be a perfect time to start anything, and it's going to be uncomfortable. And yes, you're going to be sore, and all of that is okay, because growth isn't comfortable. And I would just encourage you to, you know, jump in and start. And, you know, a month from now, you're going to be a completely different person, and you'll be super thankful that you made that step. And as far as Slick Text goes, you can check out our website. I would encourage all of you to go to slicktext.com, slicktext.com. You're welcome to give my amazing team a call. They are awesome people. It's 800-688-6290. And check it out. See what we can do for you.
Nice. Good deal. All right. So now we're going to transition into a section of the show we call the Do You Know or Did You Know moment. This is a moment we actually started because of Jeff used to do this thing on his live. He'd be like, "Do you know?" And he got it from the movie Shrek. So I got a short clip, and this is going to be a Do You Know or Did You Know moment. And I'm going to get you to think about something that you've never said publicly, that you've never said in another interview, that people might not know about you at all. Then we'll give you a video, give you a chance to think about it. It's a short video, so think fast. Here we go.
Do you know?
All right, video's over, so I hope you're ready. What is the do you know or did you know moment about you, Lacey?
This one was actually really hard for me. I guess the only thing that I can think of that most people don't know, with the exception of my team, who just recently found out, is that I was very, very proficient in playing the violin for a whole lot of years. I haven't picked one up in a while, but most people wouldn't think that somebody that is such high energy as myself would be doing something along the lines of classical orchestra music. But I played for a lot of years and really, really loved it.
I love that. That's an awesome one. Brad, what you think, man?
I am just so jealous of anybody that can play an instrument, because me and instruments are not compatible. I'll sit at a piano and I do the Jaws boy. I go dun 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 dun. That's all I got, baby. That's all I got.
Don't do that no more. Nah, that is amazing. I am slightly musical. I can play the drums, you know, play a little piano, but the violin is a special instrument, because number one, it ain't got no frets. Like, you know, I'm a guitar guy. Like, you gotta like really find that little place to put your
fingers. Guitar is hard. I can't even bend my hand that way. I've tried. It doesn't work.
Well, listen, I can't rest that thing on my chin, but enough of that. Anyway, listen, we appreciate you coming on. Super excited about meeting you and your team next week. Make sure y'all grab some selfies and, sure. You know, and what I wanted to say, Brad, when we was talking about, you know, just meetups, at our meetups, the superstars aren't us. It's not the E2M staff. The superstars are the people that are in the trenches with you. It's your friends. It's the people that you see online that you don't get to see in person. Those are the people, those are the moments, man, that last forever, man. I mean, we love y'all. We love take pictures with everybody. We enjoy that. But the real, real superstars at meetups are you clients, man. So I just want to remind y'all of that. And Brad, what you got to say in closing, brother?
I 100% completely agree with that. And I'm going to end with this. And as we transition to the end of this podcast, I'm extremely excited to meet you in person. I'm extremely excited to see everybody in Lakewood, because it's going to be an extravaganza. But as we talk about the comeback, I want to say this. We are not defined by how hard we fall. We are defined by how fast we get back up to our feet and continue on with the journey.
Amen.
Till next time, y'all. Peace.